We have just enough time to speak to Olivia Davies and Mel Branson. They have been successful in securing Screen West and ABC funding for four documentaries, for one of four documentaries that will be funded and created by local filmmakers. This particular doco will feature Olivia Davies, who is the composer in residence at the West Australian Symphony Orchestra and the first female to hold this position in its almost 100 years. This short documentary focuses on Olivia's current project, which is titled Murmuration. It's a choral work that she is composing for Wasso's Chorus. They are both joining me today to talk about this project. Olivia, Mel, welcome.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Mel.
Congratulations on securing this funding to tell WA stories. It was a very competitive process. Mm-hmm. When you thought about applying, had you already met, or Mel, did you kind of steer this project and steer the application?
Yeah, so Liv is my best friend.
Oh, so you definitely already knew each other.
We know it, yeah. Yeah. We've been through a lot of life together. So I've been, I think, just lucky enough to have witnessed and sort of had like a front row seat to Liv's creative genius mind. And I've always been so fascinated by her creative process. Which is a roller coaster it's just really fascinating to me. So I've always known that I wanted to create a film that portrayed her process. This funding and this opportunity from Screen West and ABC is just incredible. It's all coming together. We filmed in May with my producer, Kaylee, and my incredible DP, Tim Fitzgerald. And it's been beautifully edited by Saxon Wright. And I'm just so, so thrilled with how it's all come together.
When you started thinking about it, did you know that it was going to be about Murmuration?
This piece? Well, no, actually. I think it was really early on in the process of Liv working on this piece, and I was going along the journey with her of how does one, where does an idea come from? And, I think we sort of brainstormed quite a few different possible avenues for this piece, and as soon as she kind of came to a solid idea, as soon as she mentioned and described what a murmuration is, I could see why it was something that she latched onto as a composer, because it's such a metaphoric and really audible concept that I felt that I could really visually see. So I just think that it was the perfect collaboration for Liv and myself, the perfect project for us to work on together, and for me to be able to tell Liv's story in this particular project is, I think, the perfect story.
Olivia, this particular residency is a 3-year residency.
Yes.
How many pieces are you developing over that time?
I guess it depends. Last year it was a single work for orchestra that was part of Perth Festival, and this year it's been the two works. So the first being this piece for Wasso Chorus, and the second one is a longer orchestral piece that are coming up. Actually, the premieres are coming up for those. We're in talks about next year at the moment, and potentially where I could have some premieres and what that looks like. It'll be another orchestral piece or another couple of orchestral pieces. So we sort of have discussions at the beginning of each year, just sort of a bit of a hangover from COVID and COVID uncertainty and stuff like that.
Mel mentioned the concept of memorations was what really kind of pulled her in. What was it about memorations, and how do you define that within this choral work?
Well, I was hunting for a text for this vocal piece for a long time, and I knew I wanted it to be something different, just not sort of like a traditional poem. I wanted either the structure to be interesting or, you know, symmetrical or something that was just a bit more than, something about the form of it. And then I stumbled just across this poem by Tui On. She has this book called Decadence, and it's a single word. It's just the word memoration that she's, it starts with just the single letter and then syllables and builds the word up to its full formation, then breaks it back down again in the formation of what you know, the shapes of what starlings create when they fly in the sky, is that big body of sort of birds. So it's a really visual poem, and I think that's what immediately struck me. And plus, what's interesting is that, you know, you can play with sounds and build up to a word, and that for me is kind of interesting to play with musically. And I just like the parallel between, a flock of starlings and then this group of voices. And that there's a bird in the background. I could see how the concept worked really nicely for a piece for choir. Yeah.
We're talking at the moment with Olivia Davies and Mel Branson about a short documentary they're in the process of completing for Screen West and the ABC. Mel, are you going to work this idea of memorations and breaking things down and building things up again within the documentary format, or will it be kind of straight linear?
I think what I've really tried to go for is quite an artistic and stylistic portrayal of Liv recounting the process of creating this piece, but through quite a performative style, and all the things that she's just described about the piece, I definitely have tried to emulate that in the way that we've scripted and shot this piece. As well as things that I know about her creative process, which can be quite isolating and mundane and repetitious. So they are things that I really tried to play into in putting together the film, to try and really create this experience and like share this experience with the audience. But then at the end of the piece, it culminates in the performance and a portrayal of a memoration, which I feel is, essentially at the end of the film, I want the audience to go inside Liv's mind and see what she hears when she is creating these sounds, you know, and pulling these sounds out of her brain and then pouring them out, and it comes to life with the chorus. It's just, I think, an incredible process.
Olivia, I know you're best friends, but like, how did that feel to have someone poking around in your brain and then kind of putting it on screen?
There's a lot of trust involved, and which is why it could only be Mel. So, you know, you have to, of course, you get self-conscious when there's like a huge camera.
Hearing your voice.
Hearing your voice and doing the interview, and then after going, oh, did I sound okay? Did I sound pretentious? And all of this stuff. But I trust Mel, and, you know, I know her work intimately as well. So I trust her judgment, and she's always completely honest with me. And if something doesn't work, or, you know, I know that she'll tell me. So it's just a matter of trust and, it was fun.
when can we see it? When can we all kind of?
So it will be part of artwork later in the year. I believe I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's around October. But Murmuration is having its premiere live. I'll I'll hand that over to you.
Yeah, so that the actual piece is being performed on the 30th of July. So, yeah, very soon. What is that next? Is that next weekend? I don't know.
Next week, coming up.
And so that'll be performed at St. Mary's Cathedral. I know tickets are almost sold out, but, yeah, it's in this beautiful space, and St. Mary's in Perth has this natural, I think, 5 to 7 second reverb.
Oh.
So it's a beautiful, like, really unique sort of acoustic. And so obviously my piece is in amongst a bunch of other works for the chorus. Yeah.
And people can find tickets for those at the West Australian Symphony Orchestra website.
Correct.
Yeah. Mel, Olivia, thank you so much. Mel, before we go, I should point out that you also directed the documentary The World of Riley and The House of Rain. So you are a massive supporter of local artists. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing there as well.
Thank you so much. That's lovely. Thank you.